with SRN News. I'm John Scott. In New York, opening statements in the Trump criminal trial have begun. Speaking to reporters before entering the courtroom, the former president says this case and the others are a government bid to keep him off the campaign trail.
This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame, and it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington.
The former president facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records and denies wrongdoing. It's the first of Mr. Trump's four indictments to go to the trial in the first criminal case against a former U.S. president. Also at SRNnews.com, the head of Israel's military intelligence directorate has resigned. That's after Hamas's October 7th attack, and that could set the stage for more resignations. Columbia University canceling in-person classes, and police have arrested dozens of students at Yale University. As tensions over the war in the Middle East continue to grow on U.S. college campuses, the moves at the two Ivy League schools came hours before the Jewish holiday of Passover was set to begin this evening. Ukraine has stepped closer to getting an infusion of new firepower.
That's thanks to the House approving a $61 billion package over the weekend. But the clock is ticking. Russia is using all of its might to achieve its most significant gain since the invasion by a May 9th deadline. In the meantime, Kyiv has no choice but to wait for replenishment after months of rationing ammunition. The Pentagon says it could get weapons moving to Ukraine within days if the Senate and President Biden give final approval to the plan. Experts and Ukrainian lawmakers say it could take weeks for the assistance to reach the troops. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Dow had 49 points and the Nasdaq adding 63. This is SRN News. Some lawmen are taking on one of the nation's big banks.
There have been growing reports that Bank of America has been closing the accounts of Christian ministries with very little explanation. Some conservative organizations have suffered the same fate. Now a group of 15 Republican attorneys general has sent a letter to the bank asking questions about why it is closing the accounts. A spokesman for Bank of America tells the Christian Post that religion has nothing to do with its decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts will soon have the option of allowing volunteer chaplains in as student counselors. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill letting school districts establish chaplain programs as of July 1st. The only requirements for a chaplain to participate in a school program would be able to pass a background check and have their name and religious affiliation listed on the school website. This is SRN News. Supermarket chains Kroger and Albertsons will sell more of their stores. It's an effort to address the federal government's concerns about their proposed merger.
The companies now say they'll sell 579 Kroger and Albertsons stores to New Hampshire-based CNS Wholesale Grocers for $2.9 billion. Kroger and Albertsons announced their proposed merger in 2022 and last fall said they would sell 413 outlets to CNS in markets where stores overlap. But the Federal Trade Commission sued to block the merger, saying a lack of competition would raise grocery prices, and the planned sale to CNS was inadequate. Rich Thomason reporting.
Express Incorporated filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as the fashion retailer looks to sell the majority of its stores. Columbus, Ohio-based Express said it planned to close 95 of its Express stores and all Up West stores. More details at SRNnews.com.